I'm standing at the corner of Franklin Avenue East and 13th Street along the proposed Native American Cultural Corridor. It's a hot Tuesday afternoon, and Hyde Erdrich, the curator for All My Relations Arts, is describing her vision for a new gallery that will be housed in the former Open Arms building.
Stoplight here, that this is a huge bus route, foot traffic route, and theater route in a lot of ways, too. So I think if we have that space where artists can actually get out on the street and make their sales, I think it would be a really great service, too, because, I mean, right now, folks will stand there down by Cedar and Riverside and try and sell things off the street, and it's not safe, it's not easy for people to stop there. And then also just the artists who would like to be able to do that, but there's just no venue.
Yeah.
I think this is a great place for them.
The Native American Community Development Institute and the American Indian Community Development Corporation have been collecting information from the Native American community for the past 15 years. The result is a blueprint that includes developing Franklin Avenue as a Native American cultural corridor. All My Relations Gallery is a critical part of that blueprint as it raises the profile of Native artists and provides an opportunity for economic development along the avenue. As Hyde says, the arts are a critical part of the economy.
One of the things that All My Relations, the program since Shirley Stone founded it 10 years ago, has done is it's drawn people from outside this neighborhood into this neighborhood and made them feel welcome. And mm-hmm. art is a welcoming thing. Art is a thing that allows people to feel they can go into a neighborhood that they might not, and then they engage the economy in the neighborhood, which seems to have held true these 10 years.
In 2009, the McKnight Foundation released a report written by Marcy Rendon and Ann Markison entitled Native Artists: Livelihoods, Resources, Spaces, and Gifts. The report includes interviews and visits with artists, gallery owners, and funders. It also presents some of the challenges Native American artists face. One of the biggest is space to exhibit their work.
Many of the artists that have worked with All My Relations and who work with All My Relations now were included in that report. And I think we all had some very similar things to say, that we need more venues. We need venues that we feel ownership of. And I think that's one of the reasons we've been so supported by the McKnight Foundation, who sponsored that report, is that, you know, this is what people have said. They need a venue, and we need to want to provide one.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're able to do that. I think that the other thing that folks said is it's economic opportunity comes through personal development of your artistic vision. You cannot grow as an artist without gaining a career, or you can't gain a career as an artist without the growth that you need. And to get that growth, you need a level of support that a community can provide. But being dispersed all over the metro area, Native artists don't have a center, and this mm-hmm. is really the thing that we want to provide.
Todd Boakley is the director of the Boakley Gallery in the Kenwood neighborhood in Minneapolis. He's had the gallery for 25 years. He exhibits work from the region, and it just happens that many of them are Native American. He wasn't looking to exhibit exclusively Native artists, but over time he felt that some of the most interesting work was being made by artists who were Native. Frank Big Bear is one of the artists that he exhibits. Big Bear will also be the first show at the All My Relations Arts Gallery when it opens in January of 2011. Boakley and All My Relations Gallery have a great relationship, and he feels that it will be an important venue for artists in that area.
It can work in a couple of different ways. I mean, it can be a real springboard for younger artists, where they're getting their first show, they're having their first opportunity to learn about how a gallery works, what you need to do, and I think in a really kind of a comfortable environment for them. And then also, you know, like with their first show, which will be this Frank Big Bear painting show, the first painting show of Frank's, you know, it's an opportunity to showcase somebody who's a very mature, significant person in the community. It also gives a venue for that, you know, for the community to kind of experience it there as well.
All My Relations Gallery will open in January of 2011. For KFAI, I'm Allison Herrera. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI comes from listeners like you and the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund of Minnesota.